Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Hello, I'm Leslie Raglan, bringing you today's Grace for All. Our verse today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 5. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Many years ago, when my kids were young, we had the pleasure of welcoming the African Children's Choir to our church. This choir was founded in 1984 by a man named Ray Barnett, who was traveling in war-torn Uganda, and gave a small boy a ride to a safer village. During the journey, the child began to sing in the midst of all the surrounding chaos. Out of this was born the choir, which focuses on children orphaned mainly by AIDS and war. They are schooled and trained and then tour all over North America. Their performance that day was glorious. Their energy, joy, and enthusiasm were contagious. The congregation rose and danced and sang along. It was an absolute worship experience. So many kinds of voices joined together. After they finished, my young son leaned over and whispered to me, "I wish I could dance and sing like that without being embarrassed." Don't we all? We practiced singing to the Lord and letting the world know of His glory that day. Would you pray with me? Lord, help us to see the glorious things you have done in your world around us, each and every day, and not be embarrassed to tell others that they may also see your goodness.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.